is the most wonderful time of the year, and it is. Look at all the sweaters we got today. And the fun things that we do, the parties, the candy, the food, the kids programs, all that is all fun and part of Christmas. But for some of us, it's not just the most wonderful time of the year, but it can be the hardest time of the year. And those of us that have lost, I hate that word lost, because they're not really lost. Our daughter went to be with Jesus about 18 months ago, and she's not lost. I know exactly where she is, and I'm going there too someday. So I wanted to just say a few things about that, and I have to get my notes, sorry. So we think about Christmas's past and maybe the empty chair or the stocking that's not hung, or they're absent from our presence, and so it kind of makes us sad. But if we have ever experienced this type of grief, it may be hard for you to understand if you've never experienced this kind of grief. But let me tell you, someday you will. If we all live long enough, you will all experience grief of some kind. Some is worse than others. And our grief was very unexpected and very hard. And it's not something that you get over. I had lots of people say to me a year in, well, are you over it yet? No. No, you never get over the loss of someone you loved. You just get through it. And they will always be a part of your life. So be kind to your friends who have had a recent loss. Make sure that you give them lots of grace and you ask about their loved one. They didn't forget that they died. They're still very much alive to them. So Psalm 34, 15 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he rescues those whose spirits are crushed. So we have joy. We have joy today. People ask me, how can you be happy? I'm happy because I know the end of the story. And so I know that there is a grand and glorious hello coming. And I'm so looking forward to that. Not just for our daughter, but for others that we have lost. And if you have experienced a loss of any of these people that I'm going to name, when I name them, raise your hand as in honor to them. If you have lost a child, raise your hand. If you've lost a grandchild, if you've lost a mother or a father or a brother or a sister or a wife or a husband or an uncle or an aunt or any other close relative, you will understand, or even a preborn child. So thank you for doing that in honor of them. Either we will meet them in heaven when we get there, or we will meet them when Jesus comes to get the rest of us. And what do I say? Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
And so I want to pray with you. I know what we faced. There was a time when we couldn't say, and I know we all say it, but we shouldn't, but we always say, oh, I know how you feel. Until that happens, you don't really know. Just say, I'm so sorry for your loss. But I'm glad, even though there's brokenness, there's hurt, there's sometimes, God help me, anger, frustration, emptiness. Aren't you glad for what he said? He said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Lord, we pray today. We thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your promise. Lord, amid hurt, you're there. Amid brokenness, you're there. Amid frustration, anger, emptiness, you're there. And Lord, even though we don't understand, someone says, we can always hold your hand. So, Lord, we ask today for each of those that might have lost. Amid joy, Lord, may the jingle bells of your love, Lord, speak and just resound in our hearts. There can still be grief, hurt, brokenness. But I'm glad, Kay said, the end of the story. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So this candle, let it be lit today because of your love and of your light that you've lifted us. Joy hath lifted us, and we praise you, and we thank you for it. And all of God's kids said amen.
Amen. Amen.